You think you've tried every variation on how to take the perfect selfie? Well, don't touch that dial. I've got two new ways for a different take on improved self-portraits. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today, and you're listening to Talking Tech. Snapchat just added some cool new selfie features to its communication app, which we'll go over in a second. But even more interesting is a new app called Sticky from the makers of Prisma, which is easier to use, more fun, and pretty eye-popping. So let's start there. With Sticky, which is free, you shoot your selfie and then it automatically crops out the background. Place your finger over your image and it now turns you into a cartoon or pencil drawing. From there, put your finger over the new background and it will turn into a wild color, say blue, purple, yellow, or green. Add text of your choice and this selfie is now a sticker that can be shared in an instant message viewable through iMessages, Snapchat, WhatsApp, Facebook Messenger, WeChat, or Line. If you want to post to Facebook or Twitter, just make a screenshot on your smartphone. The new update for Snapchat is similar, but it will take more work and not look as shiny as Sticky. You shoot your selfie and then click the scissors tool to carve an outline of you, which you can then turn into a sticker that can be placed in the snaps. Or you could create a new snap with multiple stickers of you and other emojis and the like. Now, my carves on Snapchat were kind of ragged and not as cool as on Sticky, but it's different, and if you've got the face for selfies, you might get a kick out of this new look. Sticky, by the way, is a Russian app from the makers of Prisma, which was named the top app of the year in 2016 by Apple. It turns ordinary life into different kinds of artwork, and for the selfie app, it adapted two of the looks, comic book and drawing. Give it a try. I think you'll have some fun with it. I'm Jefferson Graham with USA Today. What's your favorite selfie app? Let's talk about it on Twitter, where I'm at Jefferson Graham. Don't forget to subscribe to Talking Tech on Apple Podcasts and Stitcher. And as always, please leave your reviews, comments, and suggestions.